Good evening, everyone. Thank you very much for allowing me to present this to you. But before I start, I have a very nice announcement to make for everyone. Happy New Year. The New Year's coming. The first New Year is Saturday. So happy Year of the Dragon. All right, let's see if I can do this. All right. Okay, the BCA has five members. Three of them are from the township, and two of them are from the Valley Forge Casino Resort. Greg Wax is the supervisor liaison, and Jerry Vitimo is the staff liaison. We have some new things that are happening with this. So first of all, I want to say that the BCA was established in 2013 with a partnership between the township and the Valley Forge Casino Resort. The BCA function is to serve the Board of Supervisors in making recommendations to provide grants and scholarship monies to receive from the Valley Forge Casino Resort. Many people are eligible to receive these funds, not only nonprofits and 501c, but we also give scholarships to Upper Marion Township seniors and now juniors. This is for any student that resides in the Upper Marion Township. The number of applicants vary from year to year. I will say the most thing that I think is most important is total applications was 856 with 502 organizations, 58 sports, and 368 scholarships were, these were the applicants from 2013 to 2023, which is a 10-year group of people. The next slide shows the total award of recipients. The award recipients is totally different than the amount of applications because, we cannot award everyone depending upon how much money we have and also the quality of their application. So I'm just going to move on. So this year, totally you have given out $1,650,000. And as you can see, it varies through the years. 2023, I'll point out that we granted, funds were awarded from $144,231. Now, the total applications requested, and this is only from organizations and sports, this does not include scholarship applications, was they requested $252,963. Now, obviously, the totals are different because we are only given so much money. Okay, what's the application process? Let's look into that. I'm sorry. Okay, the process is we now have something called an early review period for scholarships. It lasts from November 20th to March 11th. And I will say Brett Montique did a workshop with the high school recently, and 75 seniors and juniors came to that workshop to ask questions to see how they can apply for a scholarship. Now that's a lot of people, so we're hoping that a lot of people will apply. However, they are allowed to ask questions now until March 11th. By that time, they should have their scholarships almost ready to go, and they should be just gathering up documents. They should hopefully not start the application process because we probably will not be answering questions from the juniors and seniors. However, on March 11th, which is a Monday, organizations and sports applicants can come to the township building to ask us questions, because we'll be here between 5:30 to 7:30 about their applications. Now, these are just questions. We will not review and say, you have a great application, you're definitely going to get anything, because it's a little too early. So that's what that is for. Now, if you don't want to come in because you don't have any questions at that time, you can email the BCA with any inquiries, and we will answer them if we can. Okay, the applications are due April 1st, which is a Monday, at 5 o'clock. You can either email, snail mail, or hand deliver it to the Upper Marion Township building. We will not be considering any late applications. So 5 o'clock is a hard deadline. So then you're going to say, well, how do I know if I got an award or not? Well, on May 9th, we will make an announcement, or we will make our suggestions to the Board of Supervisors. The Board of Supervisors will approve our recommendations, hopefully, and that will occur on May 9th at 7 o'clock. Okay, we're going to focus specifically on organization and sports applications. What do you need? Well, obviously we need the project description. What are you going to do? Also, it's not listed here, but obviously you need the project name. What are you doing? How much is it going to cost? Who is your organization, and describe your organization, and how does your project benefit Upper Marion or Upper Marion residents? Now, I'm going to broaden this a little bit, because you can say that there are several county organizations that request money. Well, if they can show us that somehow their grants will help us in some way, that's a plus. Who can do this? Nonprofits, of course, 501c organizations. Our rewards are usually between $500 to $20,000. Now, $500 seems very little at times, but however, we have had Girl Scout troops, and they're only asking, I shouldn't say only, they ask for $500 because they are fulfilling things for the township, such as, I think they did Martin Luther King Day, and they made baskets for residents, etc. So these are the things that we also will do for them. After you get your grant, you must submit a year-end summary by November 30th, which includes copies of invoices, receipts to show that you, what did you spend our money on? And I'm going to say our, meaning the township, okay? Not mine. All right, so what are you going to do with the application? Well, you can download a fillable one on the BCA website, or you can just copy it out and handwrite it yourself, which is fine with us. Now, this is hard to read. And on the left is a copy of project plan, what some parts of what we will get. And I thought that would be bigger. No. Again, it gives you the project description, the costs. We need the name of the contact person, the email address, the telephone number, because we will have questions, and if we didn't understand it, we will ask. On the right-hand side is the finished part, which is the report that you will hand in to us, or so that we know your project was done. Included in it, you must staple or put in Xerox the receipts that you have, so we know that everything is legit. We're going through the scholarship application. Now, let's see. This is, again, for high school seniors and juniors that reside in Upper Marion. There are three types of scholarship. They range from $1,000 to $10,000. Our biggest one is the General von Steuben Scholarship, which is $10,000. Again, after that, we have the Ronald G. Wagaman Scholarships, which are $5,000. We have given multiples out. I believe last year we gave three, because it depends upon how well is your project planned. We don't just give them out. There is a reason we gave them out, because we can see that you worked hard on presenting your project and implementing your project, and was it feasible to do? Okay, the regular general scholarships range from $1,000 to $4,000. Again, these numbers vary depending upon needs, wants, and how well is your project. Eligible, again, high school seniors and juniors in good standing, and they intend on going to a post-secondary school. They can go to university, trade, technical, or vocational school, you name it, like we could possibly fund it, okay, or part of it. The application process is, what you need is, of course, a community service project plan, and that means an actual plan, not just, hey, I want to do this. It has to be more than that. Again, you need the academics, transcripts, your honors. Did you do anything different that wasn't even the honors, but, you know, were you a basketball star or even just anything else? A letter of a recommendation, which is standard scholarship application. Special circumstances, do you have a hardship? Or do you really feel that because of life experiences, this will help you go further in life, et cetera. The next two are for seniors. They need their college acceptance letter and the financial aid cover letter. I say for seniors because if you're a junior, you haven't applied for college yet. So you have no acceptance yet. Tuition, financial aid needs, that could be FAFSA, but again, that is a senior thing, or what do you think that you may need money for? All right. Requirements. You need to submit a project plan, which includes a minimum of 15 community service hours that can be performed as part of the grant. Please develop a project that is has quality into it and comprehensiveness. I know Greg is going to smile because I always bring up, if you're going to say, I'm going to pick up trash in Valley Forge Park, great. That's not going to cut it, really. However, if you can change it, change your wording to I'm going to organize a group of my friends and we will pick up trash every 3 weeks. We will do it from this hour to this time. Make it better, show me more detail, that might work. Just don't say, I think I'll pick up trash. It's not gonna work. And you can also say, I plan on asking different organizations to help me. That shows leadership, it shows fortitude, and it shows that you have thought this through and you're trying to make a difference in the community. The senior project must be for seniors must be performed after June 1st and before December 2nd, 2024. So you have 6 months to do that. This shows that you cannot use your senior project as your project because that was done hopefully before June 2nd. For if you're a junior, you have from June 1st and 10 months until April 2025 to have that project done. And there's a note at the bottom that which is we've changed this detail. Once your project is completed, then the college, university, trade school, et cetera, will receive the check. No monies will be dispersed until you have shown us that your community service project has been completed. Okay, the requirements also, there are several forms you need to fill out afterwards. Afterwards you need your project plan form, your senior project report, how did it go at the end, include a narrative, and include pictures if possible. We love pictures. And then we have a verification letter. So your supervisor, the person who has been doing this with you, will verify that you have done this. And they should verify the letters that you will write down, how many hours have you done, et cetera. Okay, again, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to write to us, because we will gladly answer anything, almost anything. All right, again, this is very hard to read, but this is the project forms. The first one is for you to fill out, like, what was your project? This is after you've completed your project. What was your project? The second one is, I can't even read this. The verification? Yeah, it's from the people, your person that did it, et cetera. That's what we're looking for. This project form, sometimes I believe we will include a note thing, such as it'll say project plan, what is this? We are really looking for you to do a little bit of writing and give us a project plan correctly. Now, if you are a senior, you should know how to do a project plan because your senior project was done with a project plan. So there's no excuse of not knowing how to do it because you did it in school. Okay, the volunteer service hours per award level. 7,000, if we award you $7,000 to $10,000, your volunteer hours is 50 hours. Now, I want to point out that this is a BCA decision. If we give you a $10,000 scholarship, then you must do the 50 hours of work. And when I say you, I mean the student. The student does not go, hey, I'm going to do this project, and it's going to take me 50 hours, so therefore you give me $10,000. No. We decide what we think your project is worth, and that's how it goes. All right, let's see. Okay, once all the applications are in on April 1st, the BCA will review them, we discuss them, we tear them apart, we ask many questions, we decide what we like, what we don't like, et cetera. And then afterwards, we will make a list of our recommendations to the Board of Supervisors, which will then be announced or presented on May 9th, Thursday, 7:00. And the applicant do not need to be there. But if you like to, that's fine. Once everything is, the meeting will be posted via UMGA TV. And once the Board of Supervisors approve it, they will be located, the list will be located on the website so you can know it, what's happening. And if you happen to miss all this because you don't have a computer, and you didn't go to the township meeting, letters will be sent out to all applicants and to tell you whether you made it or not. Okay, now you're gonna go, well, where am I gonna send this to? Well, the address is the Upper Merion Township Building. Make sure it's attention to Jerry Vitimo. And if you can say, well, where is the applicant application? Go to the township, go to the website, we'll do it, et cetera. And you, as I said, email, snail mail, or hand deliver it by 5 o'clock. And that's it. So the deadline, our deadline is April 1st. And also, last thing, I forgot. This presentation will be posted tomorrow on the BCA website webpage if you want to run through it again, just to get the pertinent points of it. That's there. Any questions you have can be asked via the bca@umtownship.org. Thank you. Any questions?
Supervisor Wax, do you have anything you would like to add in addition?
First and foremost, I want to thank Ms. Dan Sardinas for the excellent presentation. I know how much she loves being here to do those. But no, I thought the presentation was excellent. I don't really have much to add other than if I could sort of summarize, I think, where Ms. Dan Sardinas was going with her example of I will just pick up trash being not a particularly good description of the project. If there's one thing that I think the BCA members like very much with both scholarship applications and also grant applications for organizations which provide services to Upper Merion residents is specificity. The example is a perfect example in regards to scholarships. The example that I would give in regards to organizations who might be applying for grants would be to say, we would like this piece of equipment. The reason we want this piece of equipment is because this piece of equipment can do this. If you go to Amazon.com, it costs this. And I've literally sat in BCA meetings where the BCA members in reviewing a grant application which required funds to purchase something went online to find out what it cost. So please, with whatever type of application you're submitting, be it scholarship or grant, please be specific. And I would definitely take advantage of the March 11th early review period if you're applying for a scholarship. And if you're a part of an organization applying for a grant, I would definitely consider going to the open house that the BCA members are holding that night, which is the first of its kind. And I thank the BCA for its work. I think the changes to the BCA this year are excellent, and I'm looking forward to seeing the applications that I know the BCA members are. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Dan Sardinas, for your presentation.
You're welcome.